This call will now be recorded. You may now proceed.
Thank you very much, Derek. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCPH Intersessional Meeting Planning Call on Thursday, 14th of January, 2016. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Tapani Tarvanen, Cheryl Mila, Greg Shatan, Rudy Van Zit, Laurie Schulman, and we have apologies from Phil Cohen, Tony Holmes, and Marilyn Cade. From staff, we have Robert Hogart, Benedetta Rossi, Carlos Reyes, Ozan Sahin, Adam Peak, and myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rob.
Thanks very much, Miriam. Welcome, everybody. Thank you all for being able to join today. I do note that because this was sort of our regular call time, we did end up with a slight conflict with the GNSO council meeting, so we do have a couple of the councilors not in attendance, but I think we have a good turnout and good coverage from all of you. So I wanted to go ahead with this, our penultimate call, in hopes that we can have everything crystallized and finalized for you by call next week. I'd ask if you're not speaking, please be on mute or just try to avoid typing so we don't have the background noise. That would be super. I'd like to follow the normal arc of our agendas that we have been practicing over the last several weeks. We've added a couple little extra components here, but it's the same general arc. I'll go over an update of the logistics with you. We'll talk about the invited guests and what their status is. I think we're on good track there. We'll review the any goal and programming matter discussions and talk about nailing down the call for next week. We'll throw in any other business. Is there anything else that anyone would like to add that we're missing? I think most of the questions are going to be in the logistics or programming area. So let's see if we have some time at the end we can add any additional components. But I think we've pretty much got the ground covered there. Is there anything, though, any burning issues that anyone would like to add to the agenda just to make sure that we get it covered today? I'll wait a moment for hands or for folks to come off mute. Okay, let's proceed. Nothing new, I don't think, to report in terms of specific logistics for the hotel or for the meeting space. Chantel and Miriam are working with a number of you for specific planning for Wednesday, and I appreciate their coordination with Susie Johnson in the Los Angeles office of ICANN. As you all nail down the timing and the locations and the number of people that are going to be participating in those events, you're doing a great job of sharing that with Chantel and Miriam, so thank you for that. Please continue to do that. We'd like to be able to know at least the general parameters of your meetings, again, time, how many people, and what else you may need by the end of our call next week. We understand a couple of you have some issues there that might drag that out just a bit, but we want to give you as many options and be able to comply with as many of your needs as possible, and the earlier we know, obviously, the better in that regard. There was an issue with respect to travel that I wanted you to address, Benedetta, if you could, because I know you've been in touch with Joseph DeJesus of the travel team. Could you explain to folks what the airline reservations versus hotel or accommodation arrangements are so that folks have some comfort that if they don't have hotel information yet that they're going to be covered? Can you touch on that for just a bit for us?
Yes, of course. This is Benedetta speaking for the transcript. Yes, I've been liaising with Joseph very closely about just the travel logistics to make sure that everyone's travel and hotel bookings are covered. And the feedback that I received is that they don't. Constituency Travel does not send off any ad hoc hotel reservations, so it's all sent off as a group. So it's not surprising that you haven't yet received any of your bookings, because I think they're still finalizing a couple of the travel in terms of the airline bookings for some of the members. Some people were only confirmed on Friday, So there's been a delay in terms of that. And then the list has been sent up to the hotel, and then constituency travel is waiting for the hotel to come back with their finalized list. So once that's completed by the hotel, then all of the hotel bookings will be sent as a group to all of the attendees. And I'm not entirely sure what the time frame is for this, but it'll happen in time for the international.
Hi,
I think Lori, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm sorry, I should have raised my hands. My apologies. I'm a little confused because I sent an email to Joseph, and I said that I would pay personally for an additional night because I'm going to come in the Tuesday rather than the Wednesday morning. So I sent him an email saying if that extra night is added to just the room order and then I pay for it separately when I arrive, or do I need to make a whole separate hotel reservation myself for the night before? And I didn't get a response back, and I'm not clear about what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, let me just look into that, because I know I was CC'd on that communication. So let me just have a look.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Benedetta. And of course,
no, he said, I'm sorry, Lori, I saw a reply from him that just said that if you want to stay at the same hotel on the second, just to let them know, so let constituency travel know, and they will extend the hotel, and then you'll be financially responsible for the extra night.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't clear, because I wrote back I'd be happy to pay. So is that all I had to say? That's what I'm confused about. Okay, then we're good. Thanks
a
lot.
But in any case, Joseph, once they've got everything finalized with the hotel, he'll send a list to me, so I'll make sure to double check that you're booked in for the extra night as well.
Oh, thank you so much. And if you need the payment information, I'd be happy to call the hotel and give it, or give it to you privately. Just let me know what you need. That's all.
Perfect. Thank you.
Great. This is Rob. Thank you both for that. And please, I think it is important, when that stuff comes out, please encourage your delegates to look at it quickly. There, you know, the goal is 100% accuracy. The practice doesn't seem to ever achieve that, and so being able to quickly resolve any issues where someone's got a night wrong or something like that, please have your delegates do that for us. There were a couple of items that I wanted to make sure that we talked about that I think are not only awareness items, but feedback that from a staff perspective we'd like to get from you all. We've established through the first two meetings a couple of default expectations, but those are just defaults that can be adjusted or changed. And a couple of questions have come up from some of you and elsewhere from folks who aren't even involved with the NCPH, and I want to make sure that we're resolving those consistently so that we're all sort of aware of how the logistics are being set up here. Somebody had asked, well, gee, why isn't this meeting being promoted? You know, I want to sit in. I'm from the registries. I want to see what's going on. And what we've told people for the first two meetings, sort of a track record that was established, is that this is a meeting of the community. And while we're making remote participation available for folks to observe the meeting from the community that's having the meeting, the NCPH, that people are welcome after the meeting to review the recordings, the transcripts of the chat and of the recordings as well, but that we're not making this meeting open and available to people outside the NCPH community. We are considering, and this is up to you all, I wanted to have this as an action item question, posting the fact that the meeting is taking place on the GNSO calendar, but not providing any detailed information outside what we already have on the wiki space. As I've directed on a couple of occasions, links in some of my communications to you, we do have on the community wiki a space for this meeting, as well as the archived information from the past two meetings. So anyone who's interested or has a curiosity about what you're talking about, what transpires, if they want to review transcripts afterwards, that's totally open and transparent. What we've tried to do, based on the feedback from you and your predecessors, is make sure that the in-person, face-to-face meeting experience fulfills what you're intending it to fulfill, which is that you are all getting together, that you have the ability to build relationships, have conversations in real time, face-to-face. And that's something that does get challenged when people who aren't a part of that community are involved. Or sometimes, and you all know this experience as I do, when you're trying to participate remotely in the meeting, it just becomes very difficult, particularly when you've got an all-day session, to be able to realistically participate on a real-time basis. So what we have set up in terms of our planning and talking with IT is that we will have the capability to live stream for members of your community who can't be there in person but are interested in what's going on. The chat will be available so that people can make comments for the record, so that's available for people to see. We imagine that a number of you are going to be in the remote participation Adobe Connect room as well, and through your instant messaging and everything else, members of your community who aren't there physically will be able to share comments with you, allow you to express them in the meeting so that they can be on the recording to the extent that that's necessary. So that's the approach that we're taking. I wanted to make sure that I outlined that to you all so that you could explain that to your members, and if you're inclined to expand things, object to this arrangement, tweak it, evolve it in any way, shape, or form, we can sort of vet that with you all on this call and next week. So does anyone have any comments or thoughts about whether that's a good idea, that I'm crazy to continue that, or that we should make any adjustments to that approach? I'll wait for hands or folks to come off mute. Seeing nothing and hearing nothing at the moment, I will take that as we have general consensus that that's the approach that we'll continue to take here in terms of the actual meeting participation. Please feel free to raise that again if anyone from your communities expresses a concern from either a delegate standpoint or someone who wants to participate remotely. But I appreciate you letting me share that with you. One of the things that I also flagged in our most recent communication was the brainstorm that I introduced several calls ago about the prospects of potentially a pre-meeting meeting or a pre-meeting webinar, whatever you want to call it, where those of your delegates who, for whom this is the first time at the intersessional meeting, for folks who are just new to your leadership, who want to get a better comfort level about what this meeting is about and how it's going to run and how it's going to take place, we would have a call the week before the meeting. It could be just 30 minutes. I don't think it needs to be anything elaborate, but just an opportunity for folks to touch base and learn a little bit about the scope and arc of the meeting. Do you all have an interest in us doing that? Do you think that would be of value? Do you have anyone who you think might take us up on that? I'm happy to take any comments or observations you all have on this call, or if you'd like to take that back to your communities and share your point of view next week, that's fine too. It's something we can pull together, I think, relatively quickly. Thanks for your check mark on that, Rudy. I take that as a positive comment. Yeah, that might be a good thing to have the call. It's nothing that any of you would have to attend if you didn't want to. It would just be available for folks. And if that's something that you think would be of value even to one person in your delegation, Benedetta and I are more than happy to have a one-on-one or a two-on-one call with somebody just to give them a perspective back, in addition to the meeting materials that are going to be on the wiki page. Rudy, I see your hand is up. I'll turn the mic over to you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Rudy, for the transcript. Well, with regard to the organizational aspects of the meeting itself, I had a session yesterday with Robert and Mariam and Benedetta on several other elements. We discussed also about the structure organization of the 2 days and the day before. And so far, as things were not really clear, and perhaps it's something we have to keep note of and for the future, clear guidelines on what can be done, what cannot be done, what can be organized, what is the duty of the constituency, what is the duty of ICANN staff, so that we are not waiting for each other. NPOC scheduled for the Wednesday before noon an EXCOM meeting preparing the NCPH, because it's at the end it's good to be physically together and finalize the goals and objectives for the 2 days. And the afternoon we want to reach out, as we are in LA, do some outreach efforts to NGOs that are in LA or around LA and are willing to join us in the discussion. That's how we scheduled the Wednesday. But as I'm still in contact with Mariam day by day to see how we organize, how we set it up, and all the logistics around, I think it's good if that could be for the future in a kind of template, so that we don't need to invent the wheel again.
Thanks, Rudy, and I appreciate you reinforcing that and sort of giving me a little segue to Wednesday. Those of you who have been involved in the meetings and the meeting planning in the past, what you've observed is that, I mean, this is only the third time we've done this meeting, and what was very interesting and I think quite dynamic that took place at the meeting last January here in D.C. was this concept where, you know, it looked like, particularly with the attendees and a number of them here in the D.C. area not even having to do anything but sleep in their own beds, that it was a really great opportunity to take advantage of the presence in Washington to have an extra day, and that ended up being the Friday of that week. And we talked about it from a planning perspective, and it ended up being a really great and, I think, productive brainstorm that we were able to implement to say, yeah, let's extend the travel support so that we can basically have and take advantage of the fact that you are all in the same city. And so we were able to do that, and the general attitude there was, you guys do what you want on that day. It's your day, your people, your delegates are allowed to stick around for an extra day and travel back the subsequent day after. And now it's a little bit different just because we slid the meeting later in the week so that we had the opportunity for Fadi and David and others to participate. That it's now the first meeting, the first day. Again, the approach that we've taken, and we should think about this, Rudy, for meeting number four, is that's your guy's day. You could choose to do nothing. You could choose to, you know, have a large all-day meeting where you all go and tour around L.A. to meet with various prospective members, or to have folks come and meet with you in a particular location. The twist, I think, that we've had for the second iteration or evolution of that concept is that many of you don't have bases of operation in L.A., and so, you know, what we've done is worked with Susie and other members of ICANN staff in Los Angeles to make sure that we've got meeting space available to you that you might otherwise have used from a trade association or a think tank or a law firm or somebody else with whom you were associated with in your community. So that's all a long way of getting around, Rudy, to the point that the day is your day. You all may want to coordinate, as I know some of you have been having these conversations, as an NCSG group, as a CSG group, for what you might do together. But that's something that you all can do on your own. And Benedetta and I have had conversations with Miriam and Chantel to encourage them to work directly with you as chairs or meeting planners to work out those individual community meeting arrangements. Just like you would have any other phone call, it's just now you have the opportunity to do it in person. I think it's really exciting, Rudy, the fact that you're thinking about being able to do some outreach. I know that Adam Peake, who's on the call today and has been observing us throughout the course of the planning effort, is also going to be in Los Angeles, and I think he's had some conversation with folks about the potential for other outreach-type events that Adam and Jean-Jacques Sahel may be able to work with and coordinate with you all on. So, I mean, please continue to think in that vein. But please also understand, based on our evolution and the budgets that we develop, that we're not in a position from a staff perspective, other than what we're trying to do in terms of finding meeting space at the ICANN offices, or set up an extra spot at the DoubleTree with a phone or something like that. We're not able to provide financial resource support for those types of activities. That may be something that we look toward for meeting number four and beyond, but it's not something that we had the flexibility to do this time around. So I hope that that was responsive to your comments and observations, Rudy. And if that prompted anyone else, please jump in the queue, raise your hand, or speak up. Benedetta, I'm going to forward real quickly an email from Tony Holmes to me, just for you to be able to send the connection information to Jen Taylor. So if I could shoot that to you, that would be really great, just so that she can join us.
I actually got it. Thank you. It was sent. I
turned
around a quick email, so I managed to get on. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And I'm sorry. It's hard to multitask when I'm also with the chat and everything else. Thank you.
No.
And thanks, Rudy, for your comment in the chat there about the meeting room in the LA office. We'll take that as a parking lot item that Miriam and Susie can talk about. All right. And otherwise, in terms of prep and getting things together, we're trying to coordinate very closely with Miriam and Chantel for your respective communities. So please continue to work through them on any detailed arrangements that you have, not only for Wednesday, but for your breakout sessions. Because one of the areas that we have been pushing back to them on, that you're probably then hearing from the Secretariat team, is if you are intending to have briefings from ICANN staff, I'd like to try to nail that all down pretty quickly. Just with, you know, travel schedules and things like that, I want to make sure that there's actually someone available to assist you guys and provide the briefings. And I just want to be careful about schedules. And if someone can't do it in person but has to do it telephonically, that's just an extra level of planning that we want to make sure that we've got covered. And if I can just remind folks, if you're not chatting, please go on mute, simply so that we don't have any background noise or anything like that. Thank you. The last bit of logistical information that someone had asked me about, and we'll go through the program here bit by bit, but I want to make sure that I got to it, was the whole scheduling issue. And I think there was some confusion within a couple of communities about how this all transpired and came together. We have reminded folks when they ask, particularly when they express concern about the proximity of the board workshop in Singapore to this meeting, that, you know, wow, gee, there's concerns, there's some potential complications, how could we let this happen? I just wanted to remind everybody that that workshop had already previously been scheduled, and I think you all made a good decision in choosing this week to slide the meeting toward the end of the week, so that we would be able to have the participation potentially from senior leadership. And I'm happy to report, as I did in the email, that it looks like we are going to be able to pull that off. As far as Fadi's executive team has been able to tell me, he will be back in Los Angeles on Friday and will be available. We've already blocked his time in the morning. That's obviously subject to travel issues or itineraries and things like that, but it looks like we will have some time with him that day. David Olive is able to get back from Singapore in the workshop on Thursday evening, so he's hopeful also to be able to make the reception, and he'll certainly be around for conversations on Friday morning as well. So as we get closer to that, I think we will have a little bit more details in terms of people's itineraries, and, you know, we might have to be a little bit flexible in terms of the actual timing of things. I'm hopeful that we can get folks for the full time frame, so we'll continue to work through that. I haven't spoken this week yet with Marcus Coomer. But given the fact that it does appear that the board workshop will conclude and things will wrap up in Singapore on Wednesday, I think we're also going to certainly have Marcus on Friday. And if he has a similar itinerary to David, we'll also have him for either the afternoon or at least the reception on Thursday night. So I wanted to just close the loop with you all on that. Before I move to the program, are there any other questions, observations, or concerns about the logistical end of things? Seeing no hands and hearing no comments, if we can, I'd like to turn to the program agenda. Thank you all for giving me the flexibility to literally pull communities out of a hat to do some co-chair assignments, and you'll see that as we go through the program. But I wanted to do another program review with you all just to get a comfort level that we're close to crystallizing this. Obviously, we'll nail it down next week, if at all possible, to basically say, okay, we've got our schedule, we know what our sessions are, we know who the co-chairs are. But I'd just like to go through the document with you all right now just to make sure that we're all on the same page, literally. If you're able to put that up, fantastic, Miriam. I did not give you the heads up that I was going to do this. My apologies. But otherwise, you can just look through the document as we go through it with what I sent you the other night. Looking at meeting one, Thursday, February 4th, on the schedule, we've got an 8:30 gathering window from 8:30 to 9. Susie worked really hard, and I was delighted that – thanks for getting that up, Miriam. I was delighted that Susie was able, through her negotiations with ICANN staff and, more importantly, with the hotel, that we were able to get breakfast provided. And so with a 9 o'clock start, I think that should give most delegates an opportunity to go down to the restaurant area, be able to have a leisurely breakfast. Maybe a number of you want to have some one-on-one or group conversations. So that time will be available. We've got this window from 8:30 to 9 just for folks to gather, get their computers open and everything. The arrangements of the hotel are that the restaurant's on the ground level, and then the quote-unquote convention area is just one level up. And so that should give you all and your delegates an opportunity to get an unstressful start to the day. I've blocked half an hour for the introduction and welcome. David's not going to be in attendance. I'm more than happy to turn over the facilitator or speaking role to anybody. I generally did that introduction for the DC meeting, and I'm happy to do that again. I have indicated staff needed E3. That's my team of me, Carlos, Benedetta, and the others who are supporting the meeting. It may not take the full half hour. We can be flexible again on timing of things. But, just something to lay out the arc of the meeting, what's going on, the various logistics, giving people an idea about how we're going to run those 2 days is basically that block of time. We have our first plenary session number one, slot B of the program, indicated there for that 90-minute slot between 9:30 and 11. We've identified that as exploration of common NCPH issues. This was your original brainstorm, Greg, talking about let's start off the meeting with potential areas of commonality or where we may go with that. I pulled out of my magical hat the BC and the NCUC as potential co-chairs for this session. What I've done is just identified the first person who was involved in the planning for this meeting. So I've identified Phil and Rafiq here. Phil or Rafiq can assign somebody else to do this, or the BC or NCUC can say we want somebody else who's more comfortable doing this. The BC or NCUC can negotiate and trade this session with anybody. The key here is just this is our original default, and you all can play around with who ultimately is going to do it. I would like to nail that down next week, but this is who we have currently in that slot. Slot C is another 90-minute session that's focused on the processes for community decision-making. Thanks, Greg, for that edit. The co-chairs that I've identified for this session are Lori and Tapani. The reason why Lori is teased out and Cheryl is teased out in here is that you both graciously volunteered and said, I'll do anything. Now that you see where you've been slotted, again, feel free to negotiate or reassign or do anything that you'd like to do within your communities there. But I've identified Lori and Tapani as the co-chairs for that session. We then move to lunch, which is our slot D, also blocked for 90 minutes. You'll immediately note right there, gee, Rob, I don't see a break in the morning. If we end up in being a little bit more efficient in our introductions from 9 to 9:30, then we can program in a 15-minute break or something between the slot B and the slot C. But right now, I've just, in general, for the framework, said those are 90-minute slots. We can make them 85 minutes and have a break in between. I think delegates would like to do that, so we can be dynamic about that. But for the lunch, we've got this hour-and-a-half slot, and what we talked about last week was the fact that the GNSO future discussion would be best primed by a conversation about GNSO review matters, sort of as an opportunity to set things up. So we've got in that slot D the quote-unquote informal plenary discussion on GNSO review matters. I can work with, if you all think it would make sense, to have a member of the staff do a briefing in terms of just where the status of things are. I know that the GNSO review team is going to be meeting between now and our meeting, so there may be some developments there. If one of you thought it would be more creative potentially to have the chair of that working group participate with us remotely, we could arrange for a telephone bridge. Think about that a little bit. And that's something that currently is now assigned to Cheryl and Rafiq as co-chairs. So Cheryl, if you and Rafiq want to chat about that and decide how you want to do that, that's great. What I anticipate happening is once we've nailed this down solidly next week with assignments, that the co-chairs then have 2 weeks prior to the meeting just to connect by email or have a brief phone call. Even if you just agree, let's get together at 8:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning to sort of work out how you want to set out that meeting and how you want to work through it and arrange it, that's the session that you guys have some responsibility for. But for something like, oh, we would like a speaker, please try to let me know earlier so that Benedetta and I can make the appropriate scheduling arrangements with staff. Let me pause there since that concludes the first half of day one and see if anyone has any comments or questions, concerns, or observations about that. Seeing no hands and hearing nothing, I'll move to the after lunch and through the evening part of the agenda on day one. In slot E, we have plenary session number 3 scheduled. That's the aforementioned possible GNSO futures. We've had several conversations about that on our past planning calls. Rudy and Tony, you are the co-chairs of that session. I know you've already had some discussions, I believe, about that. Rafiq had offered to help you guys out on that. So that'll be that session. It's currently, as you note there, blocked for 2 hours. Again, we can be flexible in terms of breaks. If folks need to quickly check emails or something after lunch, we can start 10 minutes later so that folks can, you know, run back to their room, grab a file folder they forgot, or something like that. As we get to the 4 o'clock time in the afternoon, we've scheduled something that we've had at the two previous meetings, breakout sessions for you to meet together as a stakeholder group or a constituency. As I mentioned earlier, again, this is your time. You basically have that time between 4 p.m. and literally the 7 p.m. start of the reception downstairs in the hotel to do whatever you want. So, you know, that's if you choose to do it by stakeholder group, fantastic. If you choose to do it by constituency, that's great too. Again, we'll be pushing Miriam and Chantel for details about that because we want to make sure that we have coverage. This is the time where we've got a little bit of challenge, particularly with remote participation, to have that staffed, to be able to make sure that we've got that covered. And so we just need to know those details from you. It also helps to know whether it's a stakeholder group or a constituency, because we want to give you the right size room. That's going to be taking place at the hotel, so I also want to make sure that we've got the appropriate technology in the room. So if you need a telephone bridge, if you need a slide projector to plug the computers into, please let us know so that we have that set up. Unlike DC, where CSIS had fantastic remote stuff just built into the walls, here it's the hotel, you know, meeting room situation, so we do need to make sure that stuff is moved in and available in those slots. So again, please let us know about that. The reception is planned right now for 2.5 hours, starting at 7, going until 9:30. We can expand that by an extra half hour if you'd like. My experience in the past two is that most folks do sort of melt away around 9:30. But there's always a small core of hardcore folks who are still chatting or talking, so we can extend that to maybe 10 o'clock if you think that makes sense. The idea of this reception is that it's heavy hors d'oeuvres, so that you know, folks can get all their nutrition and appropriate calories just at the reception. But with a 9:30 ending, and if some folks want to melt away a little bit before then, that's the opportunity for folks to go out and have a dinner too, or get together in the lounge or someplace else for other conversations and interactions. So that's fine. Again, that time is available to cover people. We hope we'll have some ICANN staff there. And this is also an opportunity for you all to reach out within the Los Angeles region for you to invite folks over to join us in the evening. The ideal thing about combining your breakout sessions in the afternoon with then the reception is conceivably you could do a package where you're inviting people over basically from 4 to 10 p.m. So you could have folks over, they visit your meeting, you have whatever event or discussions, and then you blend it into the reception. So again, we're trying to give you all the flexibility to make this meeting what you want it to be. Let me stop there as the sun goes down in Los Angeles on day one and see if anyone else has any comments or questions about day one. All right. Seeing nothing and hearing nothing, let me continue with day two. Meeting day two starts again similarly, individual breakfasts, gathering in that half-hour time frame. That allows us to make any adjustments. We find out that, you know, Fadi's plane was delayed, he can't make it. We have to adjust or do something differently. That's our time to sort of have those side conversations and the rest. Again, I set this up because it was very successful when we did it here in D.C. last year, and that was that the roundtables take place with each SG and the senior staff. So it's not a full plenary session, but each of you have a block of time. It worked out well to have that 75-minute block with a little break in between, so that each group had its own time period to meet with Fadi and senior staff. Again, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm very hopeful, and I'm getting assurances that Fadi will be there. We'll just be flexible with whatever transpires. But you might want to prepare the afternoon before. What are we going to talk about with senior staff? What are the points we want to make? But that morning period, basically from 9 to 11:45, is devoted to that. Again, what we did in D.C. that worked quite well is during that time that an SG was not meeting with senior staff, there was opportunity to meet on their own. And so that would be, again, an opportunity either for an SG discussion or for individual constituency discussions for you to talk about matters either that transpired the day before or to prep for later in the day. So that block of time is for you all to arrange with Miriam and Chantel, your respective secretariats, Again, if you want to have some staff briefings or things like that, please let Benedetta and I know so that we can reach out to the appropriate people. That doesn't mean, by the way, that you all can't reach out to your own, on your own to folks, but we're here to help liaise in that regard and in that respect. Laura, your hand is up, so I'll turn the mic over to you. Thanks.
Yes, excuse me. My question is, and it goes back to the day before, but I just thought of it as you were talking now. So we have the breakout sessions at the end of the day, 75 minutes with our constituencies, and then this heavy hors d'oeuvre cocktail party. And I guess I'm confused because we're having our open meetings or our pre-meetings the day before. Is your intention there that we invite people to the cocktail on the following day as well? Is it that open?
You are welcome to do that. Again, you know, this innovation of the extra day was something that seemed to work well last time, and so that's why the option has been open for you guys to do any programming or any meeting. Again, I think the intent there was a recognition that, you know, as an executive team or as leaders of your community, you have rare opportunities to get together. You're going to be in the same city. We want to give you as many hours of interaction as possible. I don't know. You all have individual personalities as groups and individual cultures as groups, so you might want to break up or do your meetings in any way you want to. But, yeah, I mean, if you, for example, as Rudy mentions, NPOC's planning some outreach events, you might be targeting different types of communities, or you might find that some people can meet with you on Wednesday and some people aren't available until Thursday. You have the option, Lori, to do whatever you want in those slots.
All right, but to the cocktail party question, can we add the cocktail party as an invite beyond our delegation? That's what I was confused about. Oh, okay. So that's an added benefit. We can let people know.
Correct. Yes, right. if you want to get off the 405 on your commute home and, you know, avoid traffic, please drop by and meet with us and learn more about what we're doing, or if you want to talk about a specific issue. What has generally happened in the past, again, just two meeting experience, we've made arrangements for 75 attendees, and what's worked out, I think, even in D.C., where you, I think a number of you had much grander visions about who might show up, and I was quite nervous that we were going to end up with 200 people as opposed to 75 or 80, it generally works out that there's about 5 or 6 people that you can manage to have come out, and that's either because of commuting issues or stuff like that. So, again, you've got 2 days to sort of work with this to figure out what works best for the people you're trying to reach out to. Or maybe it's just, you know, other members of your community who happen to be in the L.A. area, and they'd benefit from having one of your meetings. You should look at your individual meetings as something that is related to the intersessional but doesn't have to be. This could just be your monthly meeting, or this could be an additional meeting that you're having because you've got some specific issues you've got to work out with on the CCWG or the IANA transition or Workstream 2. So, you know, again, please be open and understand that that's your time to do with what you wish.
Yeah, I do understand that. I just was unclear about the cocktail party itself, that if I had my 5 extra people or my 15 people from my open meeting, whenever I decide to have it as a leader, that I can also extend the hospitality of ICANN to that Thursday cocktail. That's what I was asking clarity about. And it sounds like yes is the answer.
Yeah, and please, as you know that, or even as you extend invitations and start to get RSVPs, please, you know, work through Chantel and Miriam for that so that they can tell us, because that's what we're going to be doing on Monday and Tuesday as part of the staff prep. We're going to say, okay, are we going to have 75, or do we need to now feed 125? And that'll be an important bit of information that we'll need. So we can just collaborate a bit on that. That would be very helpful.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're on target there.
Thank you so much, Rob. That's very clarifying.
Great. Thanks for the question. All right. So we've talked about slot H Friday morning. We then have, again, a two-hour slot here for the lunch. Right now, I mean, I was just blocking this. This is, you know, looking at what the sessions were that you all expressed an interest in, and then filling in these final basically two slots on Friday afternoon. I've got it tagged as an informal lunch to discuss public meeting matters, and the BC and NPOC came out of the hat for these. So right now I've got Chris Wilson and Rudy identified as the named co-chairs for that session. Again, you guys can reassign this or whatever, or take it on yourselves. The critical aspect to that is, you know, just fine-tuning what you want to talk about there. I welcome input from anybody on the planning team to provide suggestions to any co-chairs in terms of where you want and expect this meeting to go. You'll see, and I'm not going to bore you with the details of the information that I put together on pages 5 and 6. I think that may be more appropriate for written feedback. But I took a stab at expanding some of the session goals for some of the individual topics, and I'd ask you all to look at that carefully, because those, I hope, can provide some guidance. Again, just some suggestions right now as to what might be discussed in these various sessions. But right now we've got that slot for the lunch. I don't know that you've got 2 hours of conversation about, you know, talking about planning for Marrakesh and talking about meeting B and just generally how you all want to implement the new meeting strategy, at least as far from an NCPH perspective. But we've got that slot available. And so that's for the lunch period. If by some reason, you know, schedules change and that happens to be Fadi's only block or something like that, and we have to shift things around, we'll keep that in mind. I hope to have at least a little bit more crystallization and details on that for you all next week. But I think this makes sense from a planning perspective. Rudy, your hand is up, so let me turn the mic over to you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Rudy for the transcript. Yeah, with regards to the session on the public meeting matters, I'm just wondering if we could have some material available from the meeting team with regards to the way they are and they have already planned the meeting B, which will be in Panama, if I'm wrong. It would be good if we could have a view on where our meetings are going to be scheduled in and how this is going to work together with the other sessions. I know that some drafting has already been done, but it would be great if we could have some more finalized stuff for that session.
Great. Those are good comments. Thanks very much, Rudy. I will do that. I'll reach out to Nick Tommaso. I think by that time he'll be in a good position. There may be actually a discussion taking place between now and the meeting between some of the SOAC leaders and staff, because I know that CCNSO, GNSO, and others have had some separate multilateral conversations about meeting B that have also, I think, bled into just general discussions about the new meeting strategy. So I could foresee there for you guys a short briefing at the beginning of the lunch from staff to give you all a sense as to where things stand. David Olive is going to be there, and basically he's the senior staff leader for meeting B. Since the focus of that meeting is policy development, he's taken on the responsibility, accountability, and laboring oar for his team to sort of work through and plan and discuss what meeting B would look like. So I think we'll have the right people around to have that conversation. And then you and Chris can talk about, just how to facilitate the conversations and the feedback there. Thanks for that suggestion. And then I saved the most exciting for last, and again, you all should talk a little bit about what topics you would like to explore here, but this is again your brainstorm, Greg, with respect to have a session that talks about third rail issues. Benedetta, is that question about this topic, or did you want to talk quickly about the public meeting matters item?
Well, the public meeting matter, just flagging Greg's comment on the AC chat about potentially having someone from the meetings team come to the meeting to discuss meeting B. I don't know if that is in line with what you mentioned about David. But I don't know if the meetings team might have specific sessions breakdown that might be interesting to the community.
Yeah, great. Thanks. I'll incorporate that in my request when I reach out to Nick, because I think, I mean, I don't know that there's going to be much more substantive discussions between now and the meeting at the SOAC leader level, but if there is, it would certainly be a great opportunity to talk about that. I don't think that they're at the level of granularity yet about specific block schedule, but that's certainly something that would be important for us to learn. So, yeah, I'll definitely incorporate that into the request. Thanks, Greg, and Tapani and Rudy and Cheryl for your reinforcement of that. I'll definitely do that. So, yeah, on the third rail side, at least the way that I brainstormed this a bit, Greg and Tapani, was that it's an opportunity for each of the SGs basically to share an issue or two that says these are really important ones and we know that, you know, this is a major issue for you. Greg, your hand is up, so let me hear sort of your concept or idea about the scheduling of that, when it is, whether you'd like to move that around or how you might handle that session. Greg, you have the floor.
Thank you. Greg here. I think first I just want to mention that, you know, among the IPC, we've started putting together kind of a scratch draft list of topics for the third rail. And I also have to – I realize that third rail is a very New York-centric expression. So just in case not everybody else understands that the third rail is the rail alongside the two New York subway rails where the train goes, the third rail has all the electricity on it. And if you touch the third rail, you get fried. So people tend to avoid touching the third rail for that reason. So we do have a list, and I need to go back to kind of our group just to kind of double-check it, and then we could circulate that around for some broader consideration. You know, other than that, in terms of, you know, taking the time, I think, you know, we need to pick a limited number of topics and try to see, you know, what we can do with them. I think, you know, my idea is to try to see if we can transcend some of the, you know, positions, the diversity of the positions, see if we can find some common positions among the third rail issues, you know, at least try to narrow them somewhat, you know, at the least, well, you know, have a greater understanding of each other's positions on these issues. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Greg. Does anyone have any reactions or comments to Greg's ideas there? That's great, Greg. This is Rob again. Thanks very much, because I think that having that list circulated would be a value, particularly for preparation. You know, again, part of the breakout sessions and preparing for other parts of the meeting would allow different groups to talk about this a little bit. And, you know, Tapani, you all might have a similar list or have a conversation in that regard in terms of what you might want to share as well. So that's a good approach, Greg. Thank you for that. The final slot here, slot K, is plenary session number 5. Tony Holmes and Rafiq got the magic tickets as this popped out. This is generally the wrap-up session, which gives you all an opportunity to reinvestigate some of the issues that you had talked about before, which allows you to maybe expand a conversation, revisit something. Maybe you had a subgroup that said, we're going to get together on Thursday night and talk about putting together a draft of something that people can react to the next day. So this is really a slot to allow that to happen. And Tony and Rafiq, you're in the the role there of facilitating those discussions. Either you guys take it, or Jen, you take it over from Tony, or however you guys want to work that out. I think challenge that this presents to me, and the only other last logistical item that I wanted to raise that we had sort of left to the sidelines, and I know I bring this up from time to time just because I want to get a resolution to it, is the concept of a communique. And what happened in D.C., if I recall correctly, is that you use this session as sort of the wrap-up of the communique document to do some final wordsmithing and conversations about it as part of that final session. Now, no one has really stepped up and said, yes, we are going to do the communique, that was great, and we have a huge issue that we want to talk about this time. It really sort of came together organically at the meeting in D.C. That may be where you all want to leave it. And so you can just, you know, this last session essentially is something that's relatively open, that is some planned flexibility, and you all can chat about sort of where you are after the first day. Tony and Rafiq may want to look at that and say, here's some idea for what we have might be the right agenda item for the end of the week. That's also an opportunity to explore, you know, anything else that might have come up that we didn't have on the agenda and that we could plug into the agenda at that point. Somebody came off mute, so I don't know if anyone else has a comment they'd like to make. I'll wait a moment. I know, Miriam, that Rafiq lost the audio that he's noted in the chat. Thank you, whoever went back on mute. And then just finally, slot L. I haven't identified any particular chair role there, but that's essentially the closing and next steps discussion. Throughout the course of the meeting, from a staff perspective, obviously we will be taking active notes. This will be an opportunity for us to summarize what we've noted down. It's a good practice that we do that, of course, within each session to sort of capture, okay, what are we going to do with this item? What's the next step? Is there a follow-up that's necessary? But this final slot L, just a half-hour block, at this point, is an opportunity for us to capture those and figure out sort of what the next steps are on some particular items. I will share that we will similarly do what we did at the end of the D.C. meeting, much more quicker this time, is go out to the delegates with an evaluation form, a feedback opportunity for you and your delegates to give us feedback about what might change for the next meeting. That's the full sort of walkthrough of the agenda. And I'll throw it out a last time here to see if anyone has any comments about any aspect of the 2 days, anything else you would like to add or any questions as we sort of wrap up here. I see no hands and don't hear anything. I know Greg is typing there. So I would like to, with all of your consensus, keep our call on for next week at the same time. Given the fact of our exhaustive review of the agenda here, I don't know that it's a call that's going to take the full hour, simply because it seems like we have some really good consensus here. So we may be able to use next week just to confirm who the co-chairs are, for me to give you feedback, you know, last minute or at least the latest on logistics, and we can address any other issues that might come up from a programming standpoint. It probably won't take the full 60 minutes. I'm looking at your comment real briefly here, Greg, that we may want to raise and discuss next week. Moderators beyond this group if need be. That's possible. I mean, from a staff perspective, we're happy to take on that role to the extent that you think we're capable of doing that. I think it worked pretty well last time, and the feedback on the survey seemed to reflect that. But if you do have recommendations or suggestions from folks who might locally be in the LA area who can help us out, please let me know. And that's something that we can factor into at least considering. So please, Greg, if you wanted to follow up on that or if anyone has some thoughts about that or some ideas, please let me know. All right. Well, thank you all very much. I'm looking to see any final hands, pausing just momentarily to hear if there's any audio or verbal final interventions. Hearing none, thank you all very much. I'm sorry that I talked so much, but appreciate you with the chat comments and the other interventions. Thanks for the applause, Rudy. And we'll look forward to doing a final touch base with you all next week. Thanks very much for the emails. Please keep them coming. I don't anticipate the need to do a 7.1 in terms of substantive changes, but I will do one to sort of scrub off the edits and the red lines and stuff like that, and I'll look for any other typos. Thank you all very much. We'll talk to you next week and see you online. Bye-bye now.
Thank you very much for sending the meeting. Derek, you may not stop the recording. Thank you very much.